We're doing the Navi Yeshayah. We're up to what's called the 6th chapter, the 11th Pasuk. And the prophet had seen a vision where Hashem said, the nation's ears should be stuffed, their eyes should be sealed. That's it, God's had it. He's not going to let them realize what's right in the world. So I said, to when, God? To when are you going to continue doing this? Preventing them from realizing that they should repent. God says, till the point where the cities are going to be desolate, without inhabitants, and the houses will be desolate without humans, and the land will be desolate in silence and complete desolation. God will distance man. The people will be exiled. And for a long time, the land will be left, will be considered forsaken. There will be a great forsakenness for a great period of time throughout the land of Israel. So this is a scary pasuk. The simple meaning of the pasuk is 1/10 of Israel will remain. 9 out of 10 Jews will be killed. That's the literal meaning of the verse. Others want to say there will still be 10 kings left in the Judean kingdom, and then they'll be destroyed. But the literal reading of the pasuk, the way Rashi and the Targum learn, is that the description is about how great the desolation is going to be, that by the time it was over, only 1/10 of the Jews remained, and that's why I've said in the past that the destruction of the first temple was probably the greatest Holocaust in Jewish history, because there were more people killed then, as far as I know, than any other time in Jewish history, in the period of the destruction of the first temple.
Was it 1/5 of Mitzrayim?
1/5 went out of Mitzrayim.
Didn't the rest die?
4/5 is 8/10, right? This is 9/10. And anyways, our numbers were much greater than... Okay, we'll do the math. Ve'od ba asiriya v'shava v'hayeta leva'er. And there'll be 1/10, and then they will undergo another destruction. Kaila v'chalon asher b'shalechet matzevet bam zera kodesh matzavta. They will be like the trees, Eila and Alon, asher b'shalechet, that in the fall, shalechet is when the trees let their leaves fall, like lishloach, shalechet, the even though it's with a chaf, but shalechet is when the trees let go of their leaves. Matzevet bam, that all that's left is like the bare tree. It's as though there's a reminder, there's some monument to the tree that once was. Zera kodesh matzavta. So the monument that's going to remain as a remembrance, there once was a Jewish people, is the seed that's holy, the very little few seeds from which the Jewish people will sprout again. But there will be a tremendous destruction where 1/10 will remain, and that 1/10 will again be purged until there's almost nothing left but a little monument, a remembrance. There was a Jewish people from which the Jewish people will sprout again. But that's the prophecy here. Remember, he's talking during the golden era. Things are going great. Business is going great, the military is going great, everything's very nice. And he's coming and saying, yeah, but it's not going to continue. Vayehi bimei achaz ben Yotam ben Uziyahu melech Yehuda. And it was in the days of the wicked king Achaz ben Yotam, the son of Uziyahu, the king of Yehuda, עלה רצין מלך הרם, ופקח בן רמליהו מלך ישראל ירושלים למלחמה עליה. So we have a joint force of Pekach, Ritzin, the king of Aram, the Aramean king, and Pekach ben Remaliahu, the king of the northern 10 tribes. They unite and they attack the southern tribes, they attack Jerusalem. So you have Jew against Jew, but the Jew from the north with all his armies has united with the Aramean king to attack the south, to attack the southern kingdom, to attack Jerusalem. ולא יכול להילחם עליהם. But when they attacked, so they couldn't, they found that they couldn't be victorious. They're trying to conquer the city of Jerusalem, but they couldn't. And you had a situation where Achaz couldn't overcome them either. Vayugad levet David lemor. So the king, the house of David, got word. Notice the Navi doesn't even want to call him by his name. He calls him the house of David, because Achaz was a terrible king. Achaz was one who said, we want God out of our lives, we want God to have nothing to do with us, leave him out. And that's why he realized the best way to do that is to disrupt Jewish education. He put locks on all the academies and said, no more teaching the little kids Torah. And that was his way of ensuring that there wouldn't be a future for the Jewish people, a religious future to the Jewish people. Vayana levavo ulvavamo kenoa atzeyar mipenei ruach. So Achaz ben Yosam hears that there's this great attack pending, and his heart and the heart of the people started swaying in fear, like the trees of the forest when the wind is blowing through them. Vayomer Adonai el Yeshayahu. So God tells the prophet Isaiah, Tzeina likrat Achaz. Go out to the Judean king Achaz. Ata ushal yashuv b'necha. Go out with your son. She'al yashuv. And remember, the son was named Sheal Yashuv as a sign that the remnants will return to Zion. The same prophet who says there's going to be such great destruction, over 90% of the Jewish people will be abolished, is saying, but the remnants will return. There will be a return to Zion. Ushal Yashuv. The remnants will return. El Kitzei. Te'alat ha'berecha ha'elyona el mesilat sedei choveis. Go up to the upper pool. They used to have pools of water, and one would trickle into the other. Go to the upper pool and mesilat sedei choveis, the path where you have the launderers. They used to have up there by the pool, they used to do their laundry. So after the laundry, they'd spread out their clothes, so it was called Sedei Choveis, the field of laundry, because they'd have this wide area where the sun would beat down, and they'd spread out their laundry on that area to dry in the sun. So it was called the laundry field. So he says, go up to that path that's by the laundry field, because that's where you're going to find the Jewish king, Achaz ben Yotam. Now the Talmud says, why was that their meeting place? That Achaz ben Yosam didn't want to be seen in front of other people when he's going to talk to the Jewish prophet. He realizes he has to listen to him, so he goes to a place where they won't be seen. Let's go out to the laundromat. So tell him, Hishamer vehashket al tira. You take it easy. Don't make war. You calm down and don't fear. Ulvavcha al yerach. Your heart shouldn't soften. Mishenei zanvot ha'udim ha'shenim ha'ele. You're going to see them, but they're like a lot of smoke. What you see are smoking tails. Zanvot ha'udim ha'shenim ha'ele. It's like little pieces of wood that you use to fan the fire. So they make a lot of smoke, but they're not the fire itself. And that's what's happening here. There's a lot of smoke. They're coming with a big army, but don't worry. It's just like tails of smoke. They're fanning smoke, but they're not the fire itself. They seem scary, but there's nothing to be scared of. In the wrath of these two kings that are coming down with their attack, nothing to worry about. So God sends the prophet to tell the Judean king, don't be scared. They don't have the capacity to hurt you. They're like smoke. Smoke is scary, but it's not going to burn. God says, being that he thought to hurt you, he thinks he's got it made. He's going to destroy Jerusalem. These two kings said to themselves, we're going to ascend to Jerusalem and we're going to destroy the walls of the city. And then we'll break down the walls as much as necessary to overtake it. It should be a part of our kingdoms. And they already made a plan. There's a man, Ben Toval, from the mountain of Ephraim. We will appoint him as king. God says, it's not happening. They said they're destroying Jerusalem. It will not happen. It will not be. God says the head of the Aramean people, the head of their capital is Damascus. They have no interest in Jerusalem. And the head of Damascus, the king of Damascus, is Ritzin, and he doesn't belong in Jerusalem. And so the Aramean people have nothing to do with Jerusalem. There's no reason I should give it to them, God says. They have their own capital, then they have their own king, and he has nothing to do with us. So I'm not going to let that happen. And the northern 10 tribes, don't worry about them, because in 65 years, the northern 10 tribes will no longer be a nation altogether. Yechat Ephraim Me'am. Ephraim, the northern 10 tribes, will be broken and there will not be a nation in the north. So the truth is that it's not only Ephraim, it's also the Aramean kingdom that was destroyed 65 years later.
How does that comfort something for a thought that's now 65 years in the future?
So let's see. V'rosh Ephraim Shomeron, V'rosh Shomeron Ben Remaliahu. The capital of the northern 10 tribes is Samaria, Shomron, and the leader of Samaria is Ben Remaliahu. So they have no business, God says. There's no reason they should come down and conquer Jerusalem. I give it no legitimacy, this attack from the north and from the Aramean kingdom. Im lo ta'aminu. If you don't believe, it's because you don't believe. What does that mean? So, the Pasuk is telling us a whole philosophy in these words. If you don't believe my prophecy, it's because you are not trustworthy people. What does that mean? So, I think the simple meaning is that when a person himself is not trustworthy, then he can't give trust to others. Meaning, the reason, if you know that you're deceitful to other people, you have a very hard time trusting other people because you know you would never be trustworthy. So how could you trust someone else? Im lo ta'aminu. If you don't trust what I'm saying, it's ki lo ta'aminu, because you can't be trusted.
It says in English here, I don't know if it's a good translation, but it says you shall not have permanence.
Okay.
You don't have any gravitas. You're like you said, there's no. You go with the wind. Because yourself, you don't have faith in who you are.
Sometimes people are just careful. For example, vending out things. You're careful that this is collateral, not just trusting people.
So listen to the next two verses.
Right. That's good. That's different than.
Okay, so we're going to see why is it so heretical not to believe. We'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem next week. The Navi is going to do a fantastic miracle where he's going to offer them any sign they want. And the sign that's going to happen, they're going to refuse a sign. And what the Navi is really going to do is he's going to make the sun shift 10 hours. So that's a pretty phenomenal miracle. He's going to say, okay, watch. The sun is going to shift 10 hours. So that's, so he says, if you don't believe me now, that's just because you've decided you're not believing.